With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. 6 weeks after the assassination attempt against Donald Trump, the FBI still doesn't know what motivated the shooter. Kevin Rojak, the special agent in charge of the FBI's Pittsburgh field office, says Thomas Matthew Crooks researched campaign events for both President Biden and Donald Trump before the July shooting.
A sustained, detailed effort to plan an attack on some event, meaning he looked at any number of events or targets. And then when this event was announced, the Trump rally was announced early in July, he became hyper-focused on that specific event and looked at it as a target of opportunity.
FBI officials say they had yet to uncover a motive despite conducting nearly 1,000 interviews in their investigation. With the unofficial end of summer looming, lots of Americans are taking that final holiday trip. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on Labor Day travel.
This Labor Day weekend, AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says travel is up 9% from last year, and the TSA is expecting a record-breaking weekend.
We have seen record demand for travel in 2023 and so far in 2024. So the airports have been ready because they've known what to expect.
And she says drivers can expect lower prices at the pump.
You're not paying quite as much as you were even earlier this summer or compared to last Labor Day weekend.
Diaz recommends drivers hit the road earlier in the day and flyers have a plan in case there are issues. I'm Julie Walker.
A down day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping 159 points, the NASDAQ lower by 198, with the S&P 500 declining by 33 points. This is SRN News. A new report on evangelism in North America.
The Lausanne Movement's State of the Great Commission study reveals some troubling facts. For one thing, over 50% of pastors say their congregation considers spreading the gospel to be optional. And only about one-third of those clergymen say they think their parishioners believe that they're actually prepared to evangelize if the mood strikes them. These findings seem to explain, in part, the decline in Christianity all across North America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood's challenging Missouri over a new law that kicked the organization out of the Medicaid program. Planned Parenthood Great Plains and Planned Parenthood Great Rivers are filing complaints with the state's Administrative Hearing Commission. At issue is a new measure that would ban Medicaid funding from going to Planned Parenthood. The law aims to make it illegal for Missouri's Medicaid program to reimburse Planned Parenthood for carrying out abortions on the state's low-income women. This is SRN News. The high cost of caring for children and the elderly has become a hot topic in the presidential race. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Families are looking for relief from the high cost of caring for children. On this topic, the Democratic and Republican tickets for president have one main commonality. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have supported a higher child tax credit. As one of her first campaign policy announcements, Harris said that she had worked to expand the tax credit as much as $3,600 per child and $6,000 in a baby's first year. Trump has declined to say how he would make caregiving more affordable this time around. But Congress expanded the child tax credit when he was president, and his running mate supports doing it again. In Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
The Supreme Court is keeping on hold the latest multi-billion-dollar student debt relief program from the Biden administration, while multiple lawsuits make their way through lower courts. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.